Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 11th chapter of the book of Judges, we get the story of Jephthah and his daughter. It is a heartbreaking story, and one that is just painfully difficult to read. It's a story you may never have heard of before, and you can read it in the 11th chapter with all its details. It's a captivating, though disturbing story, but it ends like this. Jephthah's daughter said to him, "Father, if you've opened your mouth to the Lord, do to me according to what has gone out of your mouth, now that the Lord has given you vengeance against your enemies, the Amorites." So Jephthah was the son of a prostitute who had been banished by his family and his community, and he was kind of forced to make a life among a band of thieves. So he was an outlaw. But when the community of Gilead, the Hebrew community of Gilead, it needed a conquering hero, they readily invited Jephthah back into their fold with the hope that he would somehow lead them to victory. And victory was had. Victory was realized. But the price, according to the story, was the life of Jephthah's own daughter, who willingly accepted being a sacrifice, a burnt offering to the glory of God. Now, we might rightly cringe at the gory nature of a story like this and the supposed glory of God in this passage. It really is an awful story of a vow kept against what we might consider better judgment. But in the midst of this gruesome little story stands the innocent faithfulness of Jephthah's daughter. She speaks through this ancient text, telling us that vows before God should be taken seriously and kept faithfully, not discarded in moments when they begin to cost us more than we had expected. Jephthah's daughter reminds us through this story that more often than not, the work of faith has to do with parting with that which is most dear to us. And in her story, we see a foreshadowing of the story of Jesus, the only Son of God who was sacrificed to the world so that victory over sin and death might be won. So I want you to just ask yourself this question. What costly vow do you need to keep? What vow of great cost that you've made, a promise you've made, do you need to keep? Let's pray. Lord God, we read this lesser-known story, and we don't like it, not one bit. And we claim that our dislike stems from a careless vow, even more carelessly kept. But Lord, perhaps it's the underlying message that most disquiets us. Vows are serious business, Lord God. Faith requires sacrifice. Vows kept and sacrifice made are just a central part of your gift to us. Lord, we don't fully understand, or perhaps we don't entirely want to understand, but we still pray all of this in Jesus' name, that you would allow us to be faithful to our vows, to keep them without counting the cost. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.